Blog Talk Radio.
It is week one of the VBA. Welcome you all another week. VBA Weekly Insider. I'm your host, Mr. Leon, and with me is Reinvented, my new co-host, also a Weekly Insider of the VBA. Welcome, Reinvented.
Hello.
That's a good introduction there. Yeah, tonight is week one, start opening night. We had breaking news to start the night, the Wizards. Of course, owner Swishology forfeited all three of their games. So, what do you think about that, Reinvented? Any surprise?
Surprise? No. But at the same time, yes. I mean, coming from Swish, no, I don't. That's not a big surprise. But the fact that none of them played any games, and they have TX Boogie, Call Me Kyle, all the other people that could have started the game, and just none of them, you know, showed up. But like I said, like you were talking about earlier, I thought this was the first time this has ever happened. I don't think anybody's ever forfeited the first three games. Goes to show that he's obviously not a very good owner. I mean, from my perspective, at least.
Well, I heard he had some rumors I had from a source that I've, you know, someone told me that, he had some issues or something. He had to go to the police department or something like that, and couldn't make it on live in time. And he was trying to, I know he was trying to reschedule our game for tomorrow, but no, it's not going to happen. But what I don't understand is, I know the line one with Jersey Illis, Killer Cam, Call Me Kyle, they were all supposed to play at 9 o'clock against them, who was it? I believe the Heat. Yeah, the Heat, and they forfeited as well. So, I mean, there was no excuse. They could have played at least one game. Or, where is the GM? I mean, who is the GM of the Wizards? It's Dr. E. Doolittle. Where is he? I mean, it's not just sociology. Everybody else on the Wizards have to step up and just play their games. I don't understand.
It's not hard to show up. Not hard at all.
No, you have how many people on your roster? 12? No, yeah, 12. No, 15 on the roster, and not even like one guy can speak up. It's not that hard. Anyway, moving on. Like I said, there's a lot of great games going on happening tonight. The shocker for me is the Clippers. I know they lost the first two games tonight. They got blown out the second game, I believe, against the Thunder, and they lost to who was it the first game? It was the Spurs, which Spurs having a great start. They're 2-0. I don't know if they won. They beat the Warriors or not. 11 o'clock. I don't really have the results for 11 games. I just know the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. But then on the Clippers, they all talks that they were like going to be the top team in the West. I know I don't think you played them tonight, but what do you think about the Clippers? I don't know, it was Corrupted's line that was going tonight.
Yeah, I saw they played the Thunder. I saw that game. I saw the stats for that one. It looked like a pretty good game. I mean, Mr. User CPU, he had a decent game for him, at least. You know, I don't know. I'm kind of surprised that the Clippers aren't doing as well as they usually would, you know. They have a whole bunch of great players. Corrupted is one of the best players, in my opinion, in the league. And it looked like he struggled a bit, but you know, I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
I don't think it's the Clippers' strongest line that played tonight, because Evergrande, his line didn't play. I think it was like Fig was running the point.
Yeah.
And of course, I think was playing really big man. So I mean, they still had a great. It's a great. They still had, you know, they had, but it's just the Thunder looking really good, and the Spurs looking really good for the West. I think they're both starting 3-0 on the night, but the downfall
well, the
is the West. What's that?
Yeah, I don't think the Spurs are going to be a real big, you know, factor this year, to be honest with you. Because I mean, I'm sure we all know that all they do is left, right. Once they play against stronger teams, like they beat us, the Blazers, tonight, they left, right almost every play, and I shut it down. Like, it wasn't really working. But, I mean, it worked to the point where, like, I had to put it in the zone, you know what I mean, just to make it, you know, help other people out, because they do it with every player. I mean, they'll win games, but at the same time, I don't think they're going to be a huge contender against some of the better teams.
No, I know the Spurs, they started, I don't know if they're going to be, I don't know if they won a third game, but they did have Cleveland Cash's line going tonight, and I believe it's not really their strongest line.
It was the game he played against us. Yeah, he was just playing against me.
But
they won the game by 20, I think.
Yeah, they won. I know they won a lot of games. They won the first game also by like 20. But I mean, I could see the Spurs finishing second or third in the conference. I mean, I don't know. I just do. They got three. That was smart for Crow to spread the talent around, because at first he did have a one, you know, he had him and Cleveland both on the same line, but then all of a sudden he kind of switched it around, and now Cleveland's playing the running the point and Crow's running the point. So that was a smart idea for Spurs. And also talking about the Spurs, they also acquired Wikipedia in a trade earlier this week. And from, I think they got him from the Golden State. Well, Wikipedia, actually, he was traded three times already this season. And we all knew he was going to be traded one or twice because of his leadership on our team. He wants to win. But then again, he also, you know, he kind of lacks with chemistry when coming, you know, people trying to tell him, you know, how to play and stuff and so on and so on. So it's hard to play Wikipedia. So hopefully Crow will get him going. But that was a great trade. I think the Spurs got a good deal by getting him, adding pieces, because he's a great power forward, I believe, and usually Tim Duncan, the post-up player like Wicked is, because he'll do some damage underneath. What do you think about this? What do you think about that trade?
I feel like it's going to work out. I mean, the ego is a little there, and, you know, the calling for the ball is there, but I feel like it'll work out. I don't know. Things seem to always work out in Crow's favor, to be honest with you.
Well, good luck with that. Moving on. Also, we're going to move on to the East. We had some results in the East tonight. A big night for Chicago. The Bulls, I know the first game they won by like 30 against the Hawks. The second game they blew out our team, the Cavs. They won by like 40. In the third game, I don't know what was going on with the Bulls and Heat, but the Bulls and Heat both 2-0 with a good start. I'm not sure. I was just watching some of it, but I don't know who won. Do you know anything about that game?
No, I didn't see anything about that. Never.
That is going on. I was streaming, so I wasn't sure what was going on. But I know it was great. It was like tied at the end of the first quarter. That's all I saw. But the Bulls are looking good, even though they had like one of the strongest lines going on tonight with Dimes' line, all the game battles players. So we'll see what that. I mean, it's still early in the season. I mean, it's the first night. But looking at some of these games, I can kind of tell, like, we predicted who's going to finish what at the end of the season. And right now it's going like planned. You know, we got the Bulls up on top in the East. You got the Heat up on top in the East. The Cavs in between. We got the Wizards, you know, 4-3 games. You knew Swish was going to do that. The Hawks, you know, I think they finished on the night either 2-1 or 1-2. Same with the Pacers. So, you know, I know the Pacers, they lost the first two. I know they're 0-3 or 1-2. I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Okay.
I know they lost the first two, but then I don't know what happened to the Hawks and Pacers game at 11 o'clock. Like I said, I have no idea about the 11 o'clock games. I just was, because I know we were waiting for like 15 minutes to play the Wizards at 11 o'clock, and then they forfeited. So, I mean, they forfeited. So I couldn't really watch the 11 o'clock games.
Yeah.
Did you see any games that that you watched, or you saw any streams that you were impressed, or any of teams tonight?
No, but when I did play, I had to play two games tonight, so I was in two of them. When I did play, I was impressed with how the Rockets played. I feel like they're going to be a good team. They broke down a defense very well, and I was just really surprised. They did a good job. I feel like they're going to be a problem this year more than people expect them to be.
Now, what line played for the Rockets? Was it Almighty Zeus?
Yeah, Zeus line.
Sticks Nate
and
Perez.
Somebody else. Yeah, no, Nate Perez wasn't in that game. I don't know. I think they just mixed it up or something, or changed something around. I don't know. But they're all playing pretty well together. The center was playing really well. And so Harden was playing okay. They were playing bad.
Well, I know Houston, they're going to, you know, I can see them making, you know, being a playoff team. They got very good chemistry over there. They got all their line sets. Like I said, they got Almighty Zeus and Misty. I think that's one line. And you have Young D'Rell Drew. I'm not sure exactly who other. I think Paulie Longs is on his line. K-Chips. Then you have Cuban on his, his line. So they have all the people that they usually play with. So
yeah,
they got chemistry there. The Golden State Warriors. I know they got blown out against the Thunder tonight. The first game, but the second game they came back and beat the Rockets in the 10 o'clock game. But I have no idea what happened with the Warriors and Spurs in the 11 o'clock game. I believe the Spurs won, but I'm not sure. All right, so that's those games for tonight. Tomorrow is another chapter in the VBA with the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock games. But let's move on to the trades that happened this week. Earlier in right after the bidding, basically the Hawks made a move. They sent Remix, Moody, Brownies to the Hawks for Black Jesus, Elite Mags, Eddie's the Goats to the Wizards. Who won this trade? You invented?
The Hawks.
I agree.
Yeah, I think they just got the best end of the deal. They got rid of some cap and brought in some good players. That's all I think about that one. I don't think it was like a major, changing of, anything in their lines or anything like that. I think it was just more about cap and who people wanted to play with.
All right. The Spurs, they sent Air Yeezy and Call Me Kyle to Washington, while the Spurs received Unibrow Beatdown and Elite Mags. And then Unibrow Beatdown, actually, he went to Golden State. Now, Elite Mags, the commissioner, magician, he got traded twice. But I think he got traded, he was to the Wizards first and then the Spurs. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, I think so. He's on the Spurs now. Now, why is the commissioner getting traded all this? Like, what's going on? Is it too much pressure or something?
He went for too much. He went for way too much. Yeah, he went for too much.
He went for $3.5 million. But is that the case? Is that why he's getting traded? Because there's
He's not living up to 3.5 at all. He's not worth 3.5. I mean, I think he'll tell you himself he's not worth 3.5. I mean, it's no disrespect to him or anything. He's just not a player, that's, 3.5 is a decent amount of your salary cap, and you want a player that's going to be effective. I honestly will predict that he'll be traded a few more times this season.
It's pretty crazy how every year you see a commissioner getting bid up so, you know, so high because of his name on his resume, but and then like he doesn't produce. I don't know, like the only big player that I've seen as commissioner was Campbelli for 1 year, or Biss. Got about him.
Yeah.
So the, you I mean, know, one thing other than that.
Go ahead.
No, because I remember when Fatal Attack, he went up, I think he was bidded like $7.5 million or something in year one or two.
No, one thing I'll tell you is that, what's his name, Mag, he's not the kind of commissioner that's going to be pulling any strings for his team or anything like that, you know what I mean? He's a real genuine good guy, you know, trying to help out the league and stuff, and at the same time he's doing other stuff, so he's not going to be the kind of guy who's going to be doing shit behind stuff like people's backs and stuff. You know, he's probably one of the best commissioners we had. I mean, Abyss was a great one, but I still think Mags, if he stays in, then he's going to be a good one.
He's doing his job. I think he's doing very, very well so far. He's doing, you know, he's getting things going. He got the schedule going, that all the links to, you know, all the transactions. So he's stepping up his game, which it's good for the VBA, especially season, you know, for the third season of the year, which is usually the last season before 2K16 comes out, because it's usually three seasons per game. And usually the third season always kind of drops back because of the NBA getting, you know, lost interest because of the season's ending in real life. So football's coming around the corner. So it's tough. I think it's one of the hardest seasons, you know, to get people hyped.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. But I mean, with the forms declining, one thing I wanted to bring up. The forms just straight declining. The GroupMe is taking over. It's nobody types in the chat box barely ever anymore. It's just the GroupMe is a real big thing. I think that's evolving for this week. The forums are dying out, in my opinion. I don't know. Did you have any thoughts on that? Or?
Well, I actually dropped out of the GroupMe, and I'm trying to get back in, and I'm having trouble getting back in. And I think it's good, and I think it's bad, but in a way, you know, as long as people are playing the games and getting, you know, everything done, I don't disagree. Having a GroupMe chat, I think it's pretty cool. It's like R-rated, you know, people could talk shit and don't care, you know. So, but then again, you know, having League Arenas going down with it is because that just tells you that no one is even go on. I mean, if not getting on the chat, then they're not even checking on the forums. And what's the point of posting, you know, articles or, you know, stuff to read? Not going to even go on, not even bother going in on leaguearena.com.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I think most of the articles on there, articles are becoming a lost cause in the league. It's slowly declining, and it's just to the point where we got to think of something new to do, and I think we have some few ideas we're going to bring up, and we're going to try to make the season a really good media season as best as we possibly can with the little help we have. We're still going to work for it.
I believe that we should maybe bring up like a separate page just for media, not like a website, but like, I don't know. Back in the day with Fatal Attack, tried to bring up, he made his own, like, just a separate, like, media page just for the media, just for, like, articles. And he tried pulling strings on that. But then, of course, people weren't active with the media and didn't contribute like he wanted. But that's, like, another – that's an option we can do in the future.
We'll discuss everything when it gets to that point. On back to the show. You go on with what you were doing.
No, I was going to let's go back to the trades. Black Super Saiyan went to the Pacers for Bamba. He's going to the Spurs. Air Yeezy actually was traded twice. Like I said, he went to Washington. Now he's on the Thunder. He was traded for Killer Cam. That's on the Wizards now. D-League, I'm not even going to go over. That's no-namers I don't even hear, you know, heard about. Portland, that was a shocker. Portland got Hutch, which, I mean, in a way, it's not a shocker because he tried out a lot for the Trailblazers, and I think Rick Holiday really wanted him in the bidding, and Golden State actually, you know, bidding him up. But the Blazers did have enough cap room, which I'm finding hard to believe after bidding $8 million on Redwater. Golden State got Wikipedia, but then Wikipedia went to the Spurs. Back to the Hawks, they got King Logic, and the Portland Trailblazers got Brownies. So there's the trades for week one.
None of those last few sounded like any type of impactful, to be honest with you. So I don't think we really need to go over those.
Well,
maybe Hutch.
Like, I would say one name. Well, one team that kind of got the best deal was Blazers getting Hutch, because if the Blazers got Hutch and you take away Wikipedia, the Warriors didn't really get nothing in return because they got Unibrow beatdown. And
yeah.
I think Hutch is a lot better player than him. I think Wikipedia is a lot better player than him. So I think the Warriors didn't really get nothing at all from getting, you know, losing Hutch. And
maybe losing a little cap. Maybe they lost a little cap.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know.
I mean, as long, you know, I don't know what cap does to your team as long, I mean, if you have a plan in the long run in the future, but if you can get that player, get that player right away. You know, don't worry about the cap.
Yeah, definitely. That makes sense.
So, those are the trades for week one. Next up will be the waiver wire. There was a few big names that teams released week one. Crickets Please was released by the Miami Heat. Now, I had sources telling me that the Heat had planned to release Crickets Please before the season started. I heard that they were thinking about releasing him, and I guess they did. I don't know if it was in activity, but I see him in the chat room all the time looking for a game. So I don't think he's that inactive. Another big name is Smagnum, $2 million player released by the Spurs. Don't really know what was the case with that, but he was released the other day. Other big name was Kiefer Keebler. He was released by the Wizards. I have a feeling that Cape Keeler asked for a trade and did not get a trade, and he was released. And, of course, the Blazers are the current team claims. And did they get them? Do you guys get Kiefer Keebler? Is you on the Blazers?
Did we get Kiefer Keebler? I think so. I think he's in the D-League, if I'm not mistaken, unless he was caught up for somebody.
So those are the big names. Are the other names? Do you have Tenacious AF, King Fabio, Lizano, Ed is the GOAT, yeah, Gray Zero, King Lula, Master 777, 113, and Antoine Soto. Those are the names that got released, and a couple of names got picked up. All right, we have already 5 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, 646-787-1758 is the phone number. If you want to call in, talk about any of the games tonight, if you played in, just call in. Before the show ends, I just want to talk about some of the bidding that happened. We had a couple posts in the forums with bidding grades or how people that, you know, were bidded. Re-evented, if you saw the rosters, like, all the big names, like Drew and Redwater and Money Escobar and all those players that was like $6 million or more, $6 to $7 million. Which player do you think was overpaid?
Out of all the overpaid players, Money Escobar, by far.
Money Escobar was overpaid.
Yep.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just don't see him doing anything more special than anyone else. I know point guards that can do what he does for going for 500K. It's not hard to put up double-doubles every game. I mean, he's a good player, but I don't know about 8 mil. I don't think anybody in this league is worth 8 mil, to be honest with you.
I agree. 8 mil is a lot of money. But then again, you know, if you have that cap space and you really want that guy, they're going to do anything they want to get him. Now, it's a hard situation. Okay, I know, Hog Crazy, the Hawks, it's a hard team to play with. It's a hard team to put together. I understand that.
Yeah.
Now, you had all, you have a lot of great talent in the VBA. And E-Money, I think he's a great player. But, and I know he didn't ask to be on the Hawks, but, and he plays point. And Jeff Teague, he could be a dominant player in this game in 2K if you know how to use him.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if E-Money was the right,
if you have to know how to use him, I mean, if you're just going in there and trying to, like, dunk on people, he's not going to be that guy, you know what I mean? He's a solid player if you know how to play with him.
That's my next point. If you're gonna, find a player that's like fits perfect for Jeff Teague, is E Money the right guy to spend $7 million to play on him? That's like what my point is. You have to get a guy that if you're gonna bid like $7 million, you know, bid someone that plays Jeff Teague style. And I don't know if E Money can play style. I think he's more like a Westbrook, or he's like a more like Chris Paul, or a speed, like technically jump shooter, but more of like an ISO player
athletic.
That can like take it through the basket, athletic, yeah. So, but then it's Hawks are hard, you know, it's hard to find someone in the VBA that can fit that style. So like, I guess he had no other choice, and you're looking for a point guard, and you just found him money and was bidding him up and wanted him. So,
yep. I mean, hey, if that's what people want to spend their money on, I feel like All Crazy came in and bid it on whoever said was good, and then just did that. But he was more of a VFL guy and didn't really do anything for the VBA, to be honest with you. So I feel like he just came in and bid on whoever told him was a big name.
Other player, do you see? Whoop! Wow, we only got a minute left in the show, but it's went pretty fast. I wasn't really too prepared with the show. I had a lot of overtime work this week, but it'll get better. Just like I said, we had 3 or 4 signups in the VBA media.
3 or 4 sentences in the VBA media?
No, I was saying, so no one's stepping up, no one's responding. Hopefully we get, things rolling with the media team. I'm trying to get things going. But
we need people
we'll
to
see.
Sign up. So if anybody needs to sign up for the league or the media team, please do. If you feel like you contribute and actually respond to messages, please join.
Well, next time, next Sunday, we'll be well prepared, better show. Hopefully, we have a two-hour show, back to back. But tomorrow, more games happening: Cavs, Hawks, Wizards versus Pacers, Bulls versus Heat, Warriors and Clippers, Rockets, Spurs, Thunder and Blazers at the 9 o'clock games. So, all your teams out there, good luck and. Thanks for listening on VBA Weekly Insider. I'm Mr. Leon with me reinvented. Have a good night.